This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. When Esav was born, the pasuk says Vayetze Harishon Admoni, and the first one came out with a red complexion, Kulai Ka'adera Seyar, complete with hair, like a coat made of hair. Vayikru Shmei Esav, and they called his name Esav, which can be read Osoi, complete, and fully developed with hair, like an older person. The pasuk continues that when Esav reached the age of 15, he came back from the field Oyef, as Rashi says, Oyef min haratzicha, tired from murdering people. And he asked Yaakov, Halitenino min ha'odoim ha'odoim hazeh, pour into my mouth from that red stuff some of the red beans that you are cooking. Ki oyef anochi, because I am tired. Al kein korosh moy Edoim, therefore he was called by the name of Edoim. The simple pshat is that he was called Edoim because he asked for the odoim ha'odoim hazeh, the red beans. But there are two problems with learning like that. Firstly, why call him Edoim? Call him beans, adoshim. The point is that he ended up selling the Bechaira to Yaakov for mere beans. So call him Adoshim, beans. What's the significance that the beans were red? That you would call him Edoim because of the red beans. Secondly, Esav was born red. Vayetze Harishon Admoni. Wouldn't it make more sense to call him Edoim because he himself was an Admoni, more than calling him red because of the red beans? Rav Katzin Ellenbogen answers that the Gemara teaches us that someone who is born with the nature of being a killer should channel that nature to spilling blood for the purpose of mitzvahs, and he should become a sheichet or a moil. This way he is using that midah of spilling blood for the purpose of mitzvahs. Says Rav Katzin Ellenbogen, when Esav was born, he was born with a red complexion, with the nature of ritzicha, but we did not know how he would channel that nature. So at that point he could not be called Edoim. But once he reached the age of 15 and killed Oyef min haratzicha, now we see how he used the teva of Admoini. That is why the pasuk says at that point, Al kein korosh moy Edoim, not because of the red beans, but rather because he was born with a red complexion. Just it wasn't until he killed somebody at the age of 15 that we were able to determine which way he would go with that nature. When he became a murderer, that is when he earned the name of Edoim, because of his redness, Al kein korosh moy Edoim, not because of the red beans, but rather because he himself was an Admoni, and at the age of 15, he proved to us in what way he will use his nature of being an Admoni. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that in Parshas Chayesara, when Avram sent Eliezer to find a shidduch for Yitzchak, he sent him to his family in Haran, and Eliezer said, Ulai loy soiva ho'isho lelechas acharai. Perhaps the girl won't want to follow me from Haran to Eretz Yisrael. What should I do then? Rashi tells us that the word ulai in the pasuk ulai loy soiva isha lalechas acharai is written chaser, without a vav, aleph lamed yud, which spells elai, to me. And Rashi says that Eliezer had a daughter and hoped that Yitzchak would marry his own daughter. So when he said, perhaps the girl won't want to come with me, he was really saying, Eli, to me, that if she doesn't come, then Yitzchak will marry my daughter. The Vilna Gaon says that we see this, what Rashi says that Eliezer wanted Yitzchak to marry his own daughter. We see this from the word ulai itself. In Hebrew, there are two ways to say perhaps, and that is ulai and pen. However, there is a significant difference how these two similar words are used. When saying perhaps, but you do not want the event to happen, the word pen is used. For example, pen amos, perhaps I will die. Pen titbakani haro v'mati, perhaps evil will attach itself to me and I will die. Both of these are instances that the person does not want this event to occur, and that is why pen is used. Ulai, on the other hand, is used when one is saying perhaps and he wants it to happen. Like we see in the pasuk when Avram was davening for Sodom. He said, Ulai yesh chamishim tzadikim b'seich ha'ir. Perhaps there are 50 tzadikim in the city, and the city could be saved. There he wanted there to be 50 tzaddikim, and that is why the word ulai is used. When Eliezer used the word ulai, he showed that it was something that he wanted to happen. He wanted that Rivka should not come. And this way, Yitzchak would marry his own daughter. Says the Gaon, from the usage of the word ulai, we see what Rashi says, that Eliezer really did not want Rivka to come along. This way Yitzchak would marry his own daughter. So what Rashi says is indicative from the fact that the pasuk does not say pen, but rather ulai. However, there's a problem with this pshat from a pasuk in this week's parsha. When Yaakov was trying to fool Yitzchak into thinking that he was Esav in order to receive the brachas, Yaakov said, ulai yumusheni avi, perhaps my father will touch me and see that I am not hairy like Esav. V'yisi ve'enav kimisateya, and I will appear in Yitzchak's eyes like a trickster. There Yaakov uses the word ulai, ulai yumusheni avi. According to the Gaon, he should have said, pen to Musheni Avi, because surely Yaakov did not want to be caught in a lie acting like he's Esav. So why does the pasuk say ulai, if according to the Gaon, the correct terminology should be pen? The Meritzchias at the end of Masechtas Makkos answers that each of the Avos represented a Mida. Avram was the Mida of Chesed, Yitzchak was the Mida of Gevura, and Yaakov was the Mida of Emes, Titein Emes LiYaakov. So great was the desire of Yaakov to only be truthful. In his inner heart, he wanted to be caught, and the truth would come out that he is really Yaakov and not Esav. Ulai yumusheni avi, perhaps my father will feel me and see that I am not Esav. Ulai, perhaps, a perhaps that he wanted to happen, because Yaakov was the Mida of Emes. But here he had no choice. He had to listen to the plan of his mother Rivka. But in the recesses of his heart, he wanted the truth to come out. And that is why, says the Meritzchias, that even here, the term ulai is used.